Professor, you pick those things which you feel advance you. Publication, tenure, and the steps to get them you call harmless rituals. And you perform those steps, although you say that it is hypocrisy. But to the aspirations of your students, of hardworking students who come here, who slave to come here, you have no idea what it cost me to come to this school. You mock us. You call education hazing, and from your so protected, so elitist seat, you hold our confusion as a joke and hopes and efforts with it. Then you sit there and say, what have I done? And ask me to understand that you have aspirations too? But I tell you that you are vile and that you are exploitative. And if you possess 1 ounce of that inner honesty you describe in your book, you can look in yourself and see those things that I see. And you can find revulsion equal to my own. I ate them. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I ate the divorce papers, Charles. I ate them with ketchup, and they were good. Ah, so good. You probably want me to get serious about our divorce, but the thing is, you always called our marriage a joke. So let's use logic here. If A, we never had a serious marriage, then B, we can't have a serious divorce. No, no, we can't. The whole thing's a farce, Charles. A farce that tastes good with ketchup. I mean, wasn't it just last week your dad asked you the reason you walked down the aisle with me and you said, for the exercise? Yeah, real funny. You're a funny guy, Charles. I'm laughing, not crying. Yeah, I'm laughing. Because you're about to give up on a woman who is infinitely lovable. You know, sometimes it felt good when Roy showed me off in front of his friends. Their eyes when his hands were on me, and they would all laugh embarrassed. And see, I was becoming a woman, and we knew things about love they didn't. Walking home that Saturday afternoon, I was sad because, well, I knew it wouldn't happen again. I knew it couldn't be just me and Royce and the baby because, well, there was my family and his life and his friends. And I cried. Because I had brought him lunch and a baby, and he wasn't the kind of man to say thank you for neither.